Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Bye-bye.
Well, good morning, everybody. We got a little static over here. I'm doing a little adjusting one on next break. But welcome to the Sip and Chew show. Good Sunday morning, first Sunday of March. March, already in March.
That means the madness almost, begin.
The madness is coming. It's getting mad from what I'm seeing, but I'm going to tell you, St. Patrick's Day is coming too, so that's always fun.
Mike's been getting some sneak peeks of some specials I'm going to run St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, weekend. I won't tell anybody. I'm going to keep
fancy.
It a secret.
Fancy.
Is it fancy?
Yeah.
You fancy like that, aren't you?
Yeah, just pulling out some of my old tricks from my days at Lucky.
Oh, tricks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to be lucky that you're pulling out your tricks.
I would think so.
From
I didn't bring out my drum.
But anyway, we got a show going on here, and we don't know what to talk about today. But
yeah, we do.
There are some new. Oh, we're going to talk about food and wine. That's right, or food and beverages.
Yes.
And today's a busy day for that. It's national days and international days. Roy's going to love one of them.
Oh, was it today National Butch Cassidy Day?
Today is National International Scottish Whiskey Day.
Oh, yeah, sounds good too.
Irish Whiskey Day.
Oh, today okay.
Is International Irish Whiskey Day. He's already sent me a picture.
I do not have any Irish.
He's already
at the house
celebrating.
But I can drink some Scotch in kindred spirit.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Jameson's Irish whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't have any Jameson's at the house.
Okay. I know who does. I know who does. It's also Moscow Mule Day.
That's a great drink that has nothing to do with Russia.
I know. There's other varieties of variations of that, too.
Yeah, and, but that original is so good.
Yeah. But
the ginger beer.
And it's also National Muddled Wine Day.
Wait, I want to go back to what Stu was talking about. If it's not a Russian, how do they come up with it? Is it the ingredients or what?
It was created in New York, I think. I've studied it before, and it was created in New York by a bartender there.
Yeah, and it just, I forget why they picked the name Moscow Mule. I think it was originally just called a mule or something, but
alliteration. So the originator didn't have a name like, you know.
We'll look it up. Yeah. We're going to look
okay.
it up.
Okay. Are you going to do up? That while Mike babbles on about stuff?
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
But not only are those things National Days today, it's Chocolate Chip Cookie Week. They
week,
don't get a
an
day.
Entire
they
week.
Get the whole week long.
To one of easily one of the top 478 cookies of all time.
That's it.
You could easily put that in the top 478, right?
Today's National Cold Cuts Day. National Soup It Forward Day, whatever that means.
Ah.
And today is National Canadian Bacon Day. Yeah. Everybody likes their Canadian bacon on her Hawaiian pizza with pineapple
and marinara. That's the thing that gets me the most. How is this Hawaiian? It's not, but I do a Hawaiian pizza, Mike, and it's got the pineapple on it. But I don't use marinara. I use Maploy, the sweet chili sauce.
Uh-huh.
And there's no ham on it, baby. It's fried Spam. That's Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. So you can still
have your pineapple. Mule was actually born in Manhattan, but, quote, stalled on the West Coast for the duration. The birthplace of Little Moscow in New York's Chatham Hotel is where it started. So
there we go. I was starting to read that. And then
I've
Mike
heard of Little China, Little Italy, but I didn't know there was a Little Moscow.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
I've heard of Moscow on the Hudson.
Mystery salt.
That's probably it.
Well, that's the movie Robin Williams.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're sitting here all now, going spam, through our phones.
Now I've got to attack the spam. Is Hawaiian? How do you, because it's ham?
Well, spam, because it's the most popular meat in Hawaii.
Oh.
That goes back to the war, doesn't it?
Yeah, to World War II. They fell in love with a meat they could eat that they didn't have to kill first.
I got you.
And it was just to open the can and eat it. And
had a little key, didn't it? One time.
Like
sardines, yeah.
Yeah. But, there's a very popular sushi dish. I want to say Maccabi, but I have no idea.
Jessica that worked at the wine bar with me, she would make it for me.
Yeah, spam sushi.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
And just quick review for people who have made the mistake of believing what you see on TV. Sushi does not mean raw fish.
No.
Sushi means seasoned rice.
Rice.
Yeah.
And it's the art of wrapping something with or around rice.
Right.
Sashimi means raw.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the best tuna.
Americans, we have to simplify. Yeah. And while we simplify, we basically prostitute.
I don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind sashimi.
We don't let our ignorance get in the way of us thundering along.
I don't mind sashimi, but I like tempura better.
Yeah, because it's fried.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of like eel or something like that. I can't.
Ooh,
like eel
love
sauce.
The smoked eel. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I mean, not raw.
I don't know that I've ever had sashimi eel.
Ooh.
I'm sure it's strong.
Yeah.
It's very oily.
Yeah.
I've had sashimi.
That's shocking.
Spanish mackerel.
That's shocking.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I've had Spanish mackerel sashimi.
Yeah.
And, that was pretty good.
Sad, Mike. Just sad.
I know. I'm stretching today. I'm stretching here. I'm dying too. Yeah.
That's because he's all
don't give up.
He's all clean shaven now, so now he's a silver fox, baby face silver fox.
Yeah. I'll be. Yeah. I like it better like this.
Stop dying your hair, and I look at him go.
I don't have to maintain it, and you know,
really,
it just.
Yeah, you also don't ever have to hear anybody go, "Ooh, I love your beard." So there's that. Get that annoyance out of the way.
Yeah, okay.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to have the goatee thing, and I could never grow because I have Native American in me. So my dad couldn't grow a full beard either. But I was trying, and then right over underneath my left on that lip, upper lip and lower lip, there was this gap that I could never fill.
Yeah, I haven't struggled to grow a beard since seventh grade.
Wow.
Yeah, I was shaving.
I had a mustache coming in when I was 12.
Yeah, porn stash.
Well. I don't know about that.
A big furry Tom Selleck up there. A little Magnum PI going on.
That's it.
Not a handlebar. Not at 12.
I did have a Fu Manchu, but back in the 70s, Fog Hat came out. The band Fog Hat.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys had sideburns way down. Yeah. Grand Funk Railroad had sideburns.
Yep.
Man, I had those big old sideburns.
Those chops. Yeah.
I had a lot of comments and compliments on that.
Did you have bell bottoms too? The big old bells?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And stacks.
I walked
stack
on
shoes
stacks.
And
oh, yeah.
Silk shirts. Unbuttoned down to here.
Were you thinner?
When I was a lot thinner and flat stomach. And
I mean, you get kind of top heavy with them stacks.
I was fly. I was fly. I would be now. But I was so fly back then.
They didn't say fly back then.
Yet.
That's
well,
an 80s term.
Well, it came out.
You were groovy, man.
Groovy.
You were just trucking.
But you were cool.
Trucking.
You were trucking,
yeah,
dude.
I was trucking.
Yeah.
You were cool.
I was cool.
Yeah. Except for when you danced to disco.
Nothing hey, I took cool disco lessons. Dancing. I took disco lessons. I knew how to disco.
So much for food and wine.
I was
one of kids.
I was not John Travolta out there, but.
Say some numbers, Mike.
All right, 251-343-0106.
What is that
Callahan's
number?
Irish Social
Club.
Text.
And?
Phone in.
Line.
Just trying to wait for the music.
Well, and you still got 5 seconds.
So oh, very nice, Mr. Nesbitt.
Now we don't.
Very nice, Les.
eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer, eat steak.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right.
How does that make you feel, Mike?
Are y'all mocking me?
That is the greatest disco song of all time.
Rick Dees.
Barely edging out Kung Fu Fighting. Which were on the same album, by the way.
Yeah, and by the original artist.
Yeah.
It was a fun time. We didn't have drive-by shootings, and everybody dressed up when they went out. They dressed to the max, and
gold chains.
They gold still chains, got those. And
bloody noses.
They wore nice slacks.
We just had switchblades.
Girls wore nice dresses. And
sometimes the guys wore nice dresses.
Well, that's today.
I'm talking about Studio 51, man, or whatever.
You remember
called.
The 54. Rocky Horror 54. Picture Show, so yeah. I know that, you know, this has always been around. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to thank a few people. We got to thank Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy, which is the intersection of North Jackson and St. Francis Street. I'll probably be there after a while.
It's a theory.
Get my coffee.
It's a theory. Because
it is Irish Whiskey Day. International
Right.
Irish Whiskey. You put a little Irish whiskey and some coffee, and there you go. And
there you go.
I'm celebrating. So, anywho.
It's a cultural event.
I want to thank Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. I am turning so many people on to that. Are you?
Yeah.
Tell everybody about
that's
it.
That's my goal.
Tell
that's why I got that on Dewey Sausage there in the Nola Mac every day.
There you go. But anyway, what does it say there, Steve? So you can read that.
What are we looking at?
His response to the song, I guess. And
still
then we want to thank
Switchblade Comb, Jason, who was the guy who was talking about the disco duck in the
front. Oh, okay. And then we want to thank, we're still thanking Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Get out there and ask for it at the store. It's in almost every grocery store, I think, but not Saraland. But anyway, get out there and ask for it. And then we want to thank Butch Cassidy's over there on Flow Shell. Speaking of Flow Shell,
absolutely.
Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream.
I've been there.
55 years old.
Just a hair, 55 just a year years. And a few days older than me.
How did they make that ice cream last that long?
It doesn't. They have to make a whole lot more
every
day.
They make it over and over and over again. They do have a location. Well, they have a location, a lot of locations, but
yeah.
In the Piggly Wiggly on University Boulevard, they got a great commercial. I saw it on TV this morning. They really support a lot of local businesses. You got Three
and
Georges
vice versa.
In there. You got Alec Naaman's in there.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about Cammy's.
Well, I'm talking about the Cammy's being in there.
Yeah, the Piggly Wiggly. Yeah,
in the Piggly Wiggly.
I tuned out a little.
And it's just amazing. That store, I enjoy going into it. We need to get them as a sponsor.
I've yet to be in there.
What? You better go, man. It's cool. It's a cool store.
All
they've
about
done a great
timing,
job.
Man. All
it's
about
a big
timing.
Store. Big store. But it's a cool store. And the owners are just super, super people. And great people. And they do wine events at all the stores. The one in Fairhope, the one in Foley, and the one there.
Hey, if they want to throw some money at us to host a wine dinner.
Are we talking Piggly Wiggly? Is that what you're
still Piggly Wiggly. But there is a Cammy's Old Dutch. Happy anniversary, Cammy.
Yeah. There's one in there. There's a Cammy's inside Sim's House of Pizza, too.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. And she bought the old Biscuit King over at Fairhope. And that's going to be a location. And somebody posted on Facebook on the Barnwell site, Fairhope site, that there was a donkey loose in the parking lot. So, Cammy owns a donkey now, I guess. I don't know. And she don't even know it. So, anywho.
Donkey Sherbert? I'm sure there's a market for it somewhere.
Just put our brains together. We'll come up with something.
Yeah. A little hot sauce on it, anything will
we'll go
down.
We'll go disco dancing and figure it out. So anyway, so Stu, what you got going on down there at the world headquarters?
The Mac and the Cheeser?
The Cheese and the Cheeser,
just keep it on, keep it on. Actually ran out of Mexican street corn mac and cheese yesterday. That was
really?
The big seller. That was the big seller. Ran out of corn, so I got to get some more corn on the way in this afternoon. Be opening up between 12:30 and 1. And We hadn't opened the last couple of weekends because it's been so slow, but it's starting to pick up now. We've got an event next Sunday at the Electric Piano Bar, which is part of Box Out. That's some kind of pub crawl that's going to end at the piano bar, and then they get to all eat with us.
That's the building right next door, right?
Right.
On the, okay.
Yeah, to the right of us.
Yeah.
Where our restrooms are.
Yeah, that's where I
we do have restrooms. They are inside. I had somebody asked during Mardi Gras, do y'all have any public restrooms? Nope. We have restrooms for our customers and our employees, though, and they're right through those double doors. Help yourself. But a public restroom means that you don't have to purchase something to use it.
Yeah.
If it's in a business, it's understood you should buy a stick of gum or something.
So if you're there and you need to rest.
Yeah, you can get a $2 side of mac and cheese from me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then go in, then that gives you permission to use the room.
Yeah.
I got you.
Oh, it's not like we're going to throw people out.
No.
But except during Mardi Gras.
Now, if I'm outside.
Yeah.
Which
is something you try to avoid.
Sitting at a table.
Yeah.
And I just get up and walk in there. They're not going to know.
Oh, no.
They're not going to know if I.
Why are you sitting at a table?
Just to act like I'm purchasing something.
Well, I'd rather you use the bathroom and leave than take up a table. And we make money off them tables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it costs money to camp, old man.
Busted, Mike.
Oh, wow.
You realize there's a park a block away in either direction, too, right, if you just want to sit down.
But the view is different.
Yeah, the view is different.
Yeah.
The
music's different. It's not an alley.
Yeah. I drove by the Bienville Square yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, that's going to be a great-looking park.
It is. Beautiful. It was long overdue.
Oh, it was.
For some modernization. Whatever hurricane it was. Actually, I think it was a tropical storm, wasn't it?
No, it was a hurricane.
Okay.
It was a Category 3. And I forget what hurricane it was because we had two of them, like, back-to-back.
Yeah. Did some pruning.
Did a lot of pruning. It was sad when I went down there because I live downtown. And I went down there and I saw it and I just, this is sad.
And we know a whole lot more about how to design something like that so that roots from trees don't
bricks in the roots of trees and think we're going to, grow.
You don't pour concrete sidewalks all the way up to the tree because when those trees fell over, they had big rotted spots in them.
Not just that, but then it lifts because the roots continue to grow and you lift your sidewalk.
And I don't understand, and I know this is food and beverage show, but I don't understand why they got a sidewalk and then 2 foot of grass in the street, and then they plant an oak tree there. And then everybody loses their stuff when you go in there to cut the oak trees down.
Right.
Like they did next to the...
bad design.
Like they did...
The Hilton Hotel?
Those were only 25-year-old trees.
Mm-hmm. Only.
But they could... I would have saved them somehow, but... If they'd asked me, just back the hotel up a little bit.
Save them for firewood.
But...
why can't they transplant them? Cut them 3 or 4 feet out and then move it in.
That's closer. A Bill Finch question.
Yeah.
But he will let it is extremely expensive.
Right,
maybe $50,000 a tree.
But they cut those
trees
down.
I don't want my tax dollars going to that. Turn it into firewood, sell it. Make me some tax money back.
They over there where the Explorium is, they went in there and cut those trees because the roots was damaging a historic building.
Right.
And they were growing underneath the building and it was causing problems. And
we now know how to landscape with things that don't do that.
Yeah. Myrtles don't mess up a street and sidewalk. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
But they don't taste like grapes at all.
They make corns, for sure.
Folks, I don't write any of the material on the show, just to let you know.
We're making it up as we go today.
I don't write any of the material.
Making it up as
we
go today.
That would infer that we planned at all.
Some people I saw on the social media sites that some people are upset about Outback Steakhouse closing down so many locations. And
in the last week, there have been over 400 restaurants shut down nationwide.
Since it's sad, but I think people are burned out on chains.
Well, there's that, and the fact that nobody's got any money. You can't have 3 years of runaway inflation and people still have money in their pocket. Mm-hmm.
It's true that. Yeah. True that.
We talk about a lot more credit card transactions for food right now.
Oh,
than
credit
cash.
Cards.
That means people are financing cheeseburgers.
When and cheeseburgers aren't cheap.
Yeah, when the cards get full, then they can't afford to eat out at all.
Yeah. I mean, the mom and pops are decently priced food items.
Every restaurant you go to is underpriced.
And but you go to a McDonald's or Burger King or any place like that, it's gone through the roof. Really? And for that type of food.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can still go Callahan's and Butch Cassidy's and Lodi and still pay a decent price for good food.
Mm-hmm.
Ate at Heroes the other night. Had some wonderful collards out by USA. And
did you go fishing?
Split a burger.
Did you go fishing?
No.
That pond there on South Alabama's campus got crappie in it.
Heroes ain't on South Alabama. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club call in and text in line.
Drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael.
Yes.
You were just talking and said your toast out of avocado. And I said, oh, you mean avocado toast? And you said no. Then right. You said what?
I made actual toast out of an avocado.
Yeah. Not the pit, though. You took the stone out of the middle.
Took the stone out.
Yeah,
and I planted it.
Okay.
See if I can get an avocado tree. But no, I saw this recipe. Huh?
They are expensive, but I think we are a little too far north for you to get much success out of it.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Ask Bill.
Ask Bill.
Yeah.
So anyway, I saw this recipe, and you take a ripe avocado.
Yes.
And you take one egg, and you take a cup of cheese, shredded cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I use cheddar. I like cheddar.
Goes well with avocado.
Anyway, I got my air fryer, and it said to put it in the oven, but anyway, you mash it all together.
Uh-huh.
And then I took my little black iron, cast iron skillets.
Yes, sir.
And I flattened it down in there, greased them real good with olive spray. Yeah. You know.
You could get you some avocado oil spray.
I didn't
have any. Keep it all
in
the same family.
I didn't have any.
Hmm.
But anyway, put it in there and cooked them for about 20, 30 minutes. About halfway through, I flipped them over to where the other side could brown and just made a little round toast. And then I put an egg and bacon on it. And it was delicious.
So you put, let me back up here. You see, you put egg in the original along with the cheese and then the avocado mixed together. Is that what you're saying?
You mix it all up and mash it all together.
Made a putty out of it.
Okay. So you got egg in that, and then you had the egg.
I made a fried egg. That was my condiment.
I got you.
Instead of mayonnaise, that was my condiment. So when the yellow broke.
Gotcha.
Ooey gooey.
It was nice. It was so good.
Very nice.
So good.
You put bacon. You could add bacon if you want.
I put two slices. Oh, yeah. You can add Spam if you want to.
The Hawaiians.
I like Spam.
The Hawaiians.
I love Spam.
I experimented with it, a couple years ago, and I enjoyed it.
And Spam in there and call it Hawaiian. There you go.
There you go. Hawaiian avocado egg sandwich. But it was good. It was really good.
That sounds very ingenious.
Healthy.
Creative.
Healthy. Well, next time I won't cook it as hard. It's my first time.
Yeah.
I made it real crunchy, and I have a tender palate roof in my mouth.
Right. He's a sissy.
Yeah. And hard toasted items tend to scratch it up and
like
irritate
and stuff?
It. And yeah, I don't eat them anymore, but Ruffles.
Ah.
Corduroy potato chips.
Corduroy.
Cat.
I tell you what's really good with that is taking pineapple cheese, cream cheese, and I can go through a full bag of those Ruffles and a couple of those Philadelphia cream cheese with pineapple in it in about an hour. Man, that's good. Boy.
Well, Michael, being the pineapple aficionado that you are, of course, familiar with pineapple casserole, right?
No.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, it is weird but delicious. It can be a side or a dessert.
This is, we're not talking the Jello with pineapple in it.
No, no, it is pineapple chunks, crushed Ritz crackers, cheddar cheese. You mix a little flour and sugar all in with it and bake it as a casserole.
Really?
So the predominant flavors are cheddar cheese, Ritz crackers, and pineapple.
I found a
phenomenal.
I found a stray can of Publix pineapple on Florida Street, so I rescued it and I gave it a home.
Did it have any dents in it?
No, it was perfect. Yeah. We're thinking,
how did that?
Who? What is this? What is it? Not
on
a
Florida Street near Publix?
Away from Publix, but yeah, across the Butch Cassidy's.
Yeah, like someone was walking home and the
maybe
can of pineapples fell out of there.
And no damage, and it wasn't an expired can, so yeah. So I gave it a home,
there
a warm home.
Yeah.
I have it come up with what I'm going to use it for.
Give it a name.
Maybe I'll make an avocado pizza dough.
So you can have an avocado.
And put some Canadian bacon or some Spam on it.
Mozzarella.
Need the Spam.
Yeah. There you go. I like that. I like the creativity going on here.
Avocado pizza dough.
The ingenuity is astounding. I like it.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I've got to where I eat eggs all day, every day. I mean, not all day, but every day I fix something with eggs. Mm-hmm. And I had eggs when I got home last night.
Is it part of the diet that you're on?
It helps. Yeah. That I'm not eating flour and sugars and stuff like that.
Right.
Protein.
Well, eggs are protein,
right,
aren't they?
Right, they
right
are.
He's eating a lot of protein.
I should probably be eliminating the yolk, but that's
do you have high cholesterol?
I'm. They
have
the
you been diagnosed with high cholesterol?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
The thing with high cholesterol is the day you're born, you're either going to have a problem with it or not. Your mm-hmm diet will not cause a cholesterol issue. You may develop one later in life, but your diet didn't cause it. You were predestined to mm-hmm have a cholesterol issue.
Really?
I had a health instructor in college, and this man, at 58, he could wear the slim good body suit, and it fit.
Right.
And he ran, I believe it was 5 miles every morning. Bike 10 miles every afternoon. His idea of a splurge was to eat grilled chicken breast or grilled shrimp with his rice and vegetables and beans and stuff. But his cholesterol was through the roof his entire life.
Hmm.
His entire life. In fact, when he passed, he was training for a triathlon. Got to the top of a hill on his bike, went to put his feet down, and by the time they hit the ground...
Done.
That's why I don't run.
He was on a bike.
I've my blood pressure's come down to normal since I've lost weight.
Yeah.
And I sleep better at night because mm-hmm I don't have the obstruction, all this obstructing my breathing.
Right.
When I'm laying in bed weird ways, you know. So and I've been told I don't snore much anymore, so that's a good thing.
By your neighbors. Everyone at Detente Square is finally like, oh, Mike's not snoring anymore. We got a caller, but I can't see anything because Mike's got this all messed up.
Cookie.
All right. Have we got time?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's get Cookie on. Hey, Cookie, how are you doing this morning?
Sup? Yeah, you still can't see anything, can you? That would be two of us, my friend. I'm calling to ask you a vegetarian question.
I ain't no vegetarian, but I'll try to answer.
You just heard his diet, didn't you?
I'm very intrigued by this recount of the avocado stuff.
Well,
you know,
I've fallen in love with
them. Let me tell you what I'm understanding so far, and then you can straighten me out, okay?
Okay.
The pit can actually be cooked like a nut.
Really?
Shall we say, or kernel, right?
If you say so.
Is that what you're saying?
No. We were just saying get rid of the pit as a joke. Because clearly you don't want to eat the pit.
I put them in my planters out on the balcony.
He's trying to grow. No, he's just taking the actual flesh of the avocado. And
the meat of the avocado.
Yeah, and meshing it together
okay,
with an egg.
And then cooking that down to nothing, right?
No, I'm mashing it up with cheese and egg and making a like a patty out of it. like a thin layer of toast.
I was misunderstanding because I was thinking this is the first time I've ever heard of anybody. That's what was intriguing.
It's like a quarter inch
actually
thick.
Actually, cooking the kernel itself.
No.
I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
You can pop it like popcorn.
Has anybody ever done it?
No, it's actually proven to not be safe to consume.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It's like peach pits are also quite toxic.
Right.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I guess you could cook them long enough to get the toxicity out, but I don't know if there'd be anything left in it to eat.
I see nothing desirable about eating them.
And unless you're in really dire straits, which some people are, you know, it's like, would it be worth it, right?
Mark Knopfler is in dire straits.
And if your dire straits are so dire that you'd have to cook it so long, you know, it probably still wouldn't be worth it.
Right.
Yeah. Still looking for money for nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's the you brought up an interesting point, though.
Post Mardi Gras, St. Patty's coming.
Yeah.
Post Valentine, post Martin Luther King Day. Yeah, let's
President's Day. Don't leave out President's Day.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Cookie.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Provolone.
Oh, I've never heard Michael. Of cooking.
the pit. Yeah, that's
well,
there's probably a reason why.
I always see people take the knife and go, boom, and then turn it and take it out.
They haven't been proven to be safe in any form, is why.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, you could pitch them maybe and use them as, you know, a backdoor, you know.
Rocks.
Yeah.
That's a good rock.
Well, I'm going to look for other recipes to use avocados and to make things like that. I do like avocados. And when El Camino was, Bay was going strong on the Causeway, They made their guacamole right there at the table.
There's a few places that do that.
And it was so good. Oh, yeah, my God.
Fuego used to do that as well. And I like that because you can guide them into how I want more jalapeno, I want more cilantro, I want less lime.
Yeah, no cilantro. I tell them no cilantro. I'm just not a cilantro. I don't like
it. That was one of the best avocado dips I've ever had is a Fuego.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. And in Rio, if you've ever been on Hillcrest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Since.
Or their sister restaurant, which is on Schillinger's, Cafe Del Rio.
I didn't know that was their sister restaurant.
Yeah, the one next to Sushi 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same couple.
Interesting. Well, that may be a lunch out today.
And I did have it.
Bariachi, which is right down here at the Loop. Mm-hmm. I believe was opened by people that worked for them for 10 years at Rio.
What's it called?
Bariachi, like Mariachi the band.
Oh, okay.
Only, and I asked them, what does Bariachi mean? Because I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And they said it's a mashup of bar and mariachi. That's the place with the foot-long taco.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's not on my diet. Can they make that taco shell out of avocado?
No, they can make it out of flour. That's what they do.
It's corn.
Yeah. No. It's a flour tortilla.
Oh, okay.
It's the big 12-inch tortilla that you use in for deli wraps and stuff.
Growing up in my neighborhood, we had a Mexican family that lived across the street from it, and they would feed us flour tortillas during the day, just the bread by itself.
Yeah.
And that's what we can look forward to that every day.
Also the silverware.
You ever had peanut butter on one of those?
No.
Yeah, peanut butter. Yeah, we do
big hiker thing.
And put cinnamon and sugar like you would on toast. Same kind of thing.
Yeah, I got my components to put together a onion and peanut butter sandwich that I'm gonna try. They say it
caramelized onion.
Raw onion on peanut butter and white bread. I'm gonna try it.
No bologna.
I used to eat onions like apples. Just
and they say the flavor profile, the combination, just is really good. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club. Call in and text in line.
Too many cuss sounds in that.
This is juice. Uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, we're back. Thank a few people. Thank Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat Happy. That's North Jackson and St. Francis Street. And I think old Marcus is. Elizondo is playing music right now live. Hey, the sun's coming up outside. We want to thank Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Fine folks over there and great products. Get out there and ask for it in stores. And Butch Cassidy's over there on Florida Street. Of course, the mayor of Flo Shell. Oh, Roy Sewer. So Thank you, guys. And, hey, we got somebody who just stormed the studio. He's demanding that he get on the air and talk about where he ate at this week.
We're holding the show as ransom.
Charlie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Man, it's good to see you and Stu back in the studio.
Well, thank you.
Stu
in
studio.
Always good to see you. Stu in Stu-zio.
There's a promo line in there somewhere.
There is. So you said you had some a couple restaurant recommendations.
Yeah,
like
a couple of things. First of all, we've been meaning to go to Time to Eat forever, and this past week we actually went there for lunch, and then last night we ordered supper to go. And the lunch thing that really excited me was the red beans and rice.
Huh.
And because it tasted like the red beans and rice that I associate more strongly with New Orleans.
Yeah.
And maybe Biloxi.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of heat in it, but not bad.
No, heat's not bad.
And
it's not bad.
And talk about a down-home country feeling in there. You can just go in and be yourself and relax.
And none of the clocks don't have the same time on them in there.
I noticed that, and there's a wall of clocks.
All over the place.
And there's also a book nook in the back.
Okay.
And all you got to do is ask about it. But if you go in there and you see a book you like, take it.
I'll be there.
And then if you've got one you'd like to contribute, bring it.
Now, I like their pancakes.
Now, I haven't had breakfast
But
there
I can't
yet.
Eat that anymore right now. So, But, yeah, I've had their pancakes, and they're really good. And they're big. Big old, they covered a plate.
No matter where you are in the Mobile area, the other place is called JJ's Fish and Chicken.
I've heard great things about that.
And if you get off of I-10 at exit 17 and go toward downtown Tillman's Corner on Rangeline Road, you cross over Government, it becomes Nevius, and about a block or two down on the left, it looks like a little four-store strip mall.
Yes, it
but
is.
But they took all of the interior walls out, and so the restaurant has the whole building.
I have seen that parking lot just slam-packed with people.
Well, let me tell you, it's great food.
Mm-hmm.
The prices are really good. And, again, it's a relaxed atmosphere, and the waitresses that work there are friendly, got a lot of smiles, and they're prompt and efficient and attend to your needs.
And that makes, you know, that makes so much of your experience pleasant when they got, you know, it's friendly staff.
Oh, absolutely. And I had the fish dinner, and it was absolutely great. Nice food.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
and
I've heard great things about it. What else?
And I wanted to tell everybody that Time to Eat is right next door to Rouse's out there on Theodore Dawes Road.
Sure. At They've Old been Pascagoula. There a long time. Been
yeah,
there a long time.
Has been. And they will deliver to your home within a certain range.
Yeah, they won't deliver to me. I live too far away. But
well,
but it's a good drive. It's a good worth the drive to go there. And
but those two are so good. I just wanted to make a point of trying to come in
early. And
what
I liked about them too is they actually serve Perdido Vineyard wines.
Yeah, I saw a section of Alabama wines.
Yeah,
there's about five
sure
or
do.
Six different.
Yeah. They certainly
types
do.
Of wines
See,
from
I,
Alabama.
I respect that. I respect that, and I appreciate that.
Support local. That's
support
part
local.
Of your motto.
Support
well, let me get out of Stu's chair, but
right.
I just felt so good about those restaurants.
I thought we were
going
to have to call security, but
nah,
that wasn't.
I shaved the whiskers off, so I'm
yeah,
out
I didn't
of
recognize you.
Yeah, I'm out of disguise. Thanks,
good
man.
Seeing you, Charlie. Thank
All right,
you.
Buddy.
Thank you. Now, while they exchange seats here... Always good to see Charlie.
Keep talking, Mike.
All right.
Mike.
I don't know what to say. Avocado pizza dough. Okay, we're going to make some avocado pizza dough.
Well, throw this into your brain making thing. Get you a cake pan.
Yeah.
And make like five times as much of your avocado toast, toasty avocado stuff, in that cake pan.
Yeah.
Now you got your pizza crust.
There you go.
So I looked up this JJ Seafood in Chicholm because I'd never heard of it because I live in a box right now. and I was happy to see ocean to plate, always fresh and locally sourced.
There you go.
So that's always important is when you're dealing with seafood, where did it come from?
Well, you know, that just passed the other house, and the governor's got to sign a bill now where, you know, they've got to say where the seafood's from.
Yep.
And if it's sway, they got to say it's sway. And I'm not going to order any sway. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There was a big thing about tilapia for the longest time being farmed and all that. And is there a similarity here on that?
Well, you know, if it wasn't farmed and they're around their own feces and overcrowded.
Swimming around in the Nile where they came from. Tilapia is what they ate in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were catching in the Sea of Galilee. It's freshwater sea.
I got you.
It is its name there is Nile perch. And in the wild, sure, it's going to be fine. But we farm raise it in ponds in Florida. The feed we give it is really, really bad. Just like a lot of our catfish feed is not really good. It's full of cholesterol. And like I say, if you don't have a cholesterol issue, not a big deal.
Yeah.
But pound for pound, tilapia has more cholesterol than bacon does.
Really?
Yeah. It's through the roof. Catfish is too. They're both super high in cholesterol.
But catfish tastes so good.
Right. And here's the deal with tilapia. In the food industry, we call it the fish for people who want chicken. Because it tastes like chicken.
Just
eat chicken.
They're more taste than chicken, but I can see where they're
coming from. I like the meal batter, though. The meal coating.
Yeah, but you can do that with chicken.
Yeah, I know. I have done it with chicken.
Yeah.
Shake and bake is what you're saying?
I put Zatarain fish fry. I have put Zatarain fish fry on corn on the cob and fried it.
Well, that makes sense. So that
or grilled
good.
It, and I've done
Explains
it
Explains why you're
too.
On a diet.
Yeah, I know.
You were batter dipping and deep frying corn on the cob.
Well, that's where I
Here's
started
the
my diet.
The one somewhat healthy thing I'm eating tonight, let's put it into batter and fry it. Which is what my mom used to do. Steve hasn't heard this. My mom used to do one vegetarian meal every month.
Okay.
Well, my dad's a country boy. Heck yeah, he's all for a plate full of nothing but beans,
greens,
squash,
stuff like that. Okra. But what we had was fried eggplant, fried squash.
It's all fried.
Fried zucchini.
Oh my gosh.
Fried okra, and cornbread.
Oh my god.
And some collard greens.
Hey, Cookie. David Hubble said to tell you that you can cook the Merloton seed and eat those.
There you go. Merloton seed. Remember, it's that funny French end where you start to pronounce it and then you just retreat.
How much time do you say?
Just
1 minute.
Oh, okay.
Almost a minute.
Well, we might as well start wrapping up and say our goodbyes. Folks, thank you for listening in. We enjoyed coming here and doing this.
We had a drive-by Charlie sighting. Yeah, I'm glad he finally went to Time to Eat because that is a Charlie-type restaurant right
It
there.
Is.
It is a great place.
I don't know if they serve white Zinfandel there.
I have a friend.
Yes.
I have a good friend who has a ugly clock collection.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the walls in their dining room were just dozens of some of the most hideous clocks in history.
Like
dogs playing cards.
The,
yeah.
Cat.
All
tail,
of
yeah.
Star Trek The Next Generation cast.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, you've got to go eat here. And she walked in. She went, I found the mothership.
Get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Tip your server, earn your tips, and
provolone. Provolone. Memphis, I drive rubber ribbons.